Today on CityCast Philly, Philly public schools don't have enough librarians. The problem is so well known that even Abbott Elementary, the TV sitcom about a fictional Philly public school, did an episode about filling this position.
This is a pilot program to bring librarians into schools, and we're starting with Abbott. I got the idea to bring in local grad students in library sciences. They get to check off their experience requirements, and we get a real librarian. Everybody wins, especially me, which this isn't about.
But in real life, across the school district of Philadelphia, there are now only 4 certified full-time librarians working in public school libraries. I'm talking with a reporter about how this staffing crisis got so bad here. It's Wednesday, April 10th. I'm Laura Benchoff, filling in for Trinae Nuri, and here's what Philly's talking about. Mike Donofrio, reporter at Axios Philadelphia. It's nice to have you back on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
Glad you're here. So we mentioned at the top that the public school district here in Philly only has 4 working librarians left. This is from a story you recently reported for Axios Philadelphia. Now, this number sounds very low, but I was hoping you could put it into perspective for me. How big is the school district and how big is the need for librarians here?
Right. So 4 full-time certified librarians, there's about 116,000 students, more than 200 school buildings. So yeah, most clearly do not have librarians. And just to note too, so you got these 4 full-timers, and then you have another 24 certified librarians on staff. At least that, you know, that's what the district is saying, but they're basically working in non-library roles, right? These are teachers, things like that, that have gotten the additional certification.
Got it. So there are people who are qualified maybe to staff a school library, but for whatever reason, aren't working in that capacity for the school district right now?
Correct. And as a note too, when I was thinking about this, I was like, okay, we have the district, right? But what about charter schools, right? There's more than 80 charter schools, and they didn't get back to me. So we don't know how many full-time certified librarians there are in charter schools.
Right, which are also publicly funded. So we're really just talking about Philly public schools, sort of traditional public schools.
Right, district run.
Right. I'm curious what made you want to look at this issue now.
Sure. So I am looking to send my young son to elementary school the year after next, right? So my wife and I are trying to do our due diligence now, do a little research. We went to our catchment school, and obviously, you know, you want a librarian in your kid's school, right? I remember going to my school library, taking out books, doing research, things like that. And then we asked, and you know, they don't have a librarian. It's up at Shawmont. That's up in far northwest. Okay. Far northwest, almost the end of the line, right? So, you know, you don't have to go to your catchment school. You can jump into any school really in Philly. So there's another school near us called Cook-Wissahickon, and we went over there, and they surprisingly did have a librarian.
So you had a personal connection to this staffing issue. As I kind of mentioned in the intro, though, this is something that's bubbled up in the news kind of over the years. I think that number that there's only 4 working as librarians left was pretty striking, but I'm wondering if you could give me just some history. How long has this been an issue for Philly public schools that you know of?
Right. So I know there's a report back in 2020 that brought attention to this issue. I think there were only 7 full-time librarians at that time per that report. And then, I mean, it wasn't always this way decades ago. I mean, I think the Inquirer reported back in the early 90s, there were more than 170 certified librarians, full-time librarians, right? So at one point there were, but you know, most people know that in the district, there've been many budget cuts, right? There was that doomsday budget back in 2013 following the Great Recession.
Tell me about that. What was the doomsday budget?
The doomsday budget just was a significant thousands of staff cut.
Right.
We're talking post Great Recession, federal money running out, and the district just got totally hammered. And nobody came to, you know, the state did not come to save the district. So thousands of people were laid off. And then obviously the district too has been suffering from underfunding from the state for decades as well. So not great.
Right. And that's part of a sort of an ongoing statewide conversation that we're having. I know there was a court ruling last year that the state needs to change how it funds public education because it was found to be unconstitutional, but we don't really know what those changes will look like yet. I'm curious if this is just a Philly problem, though, in terms of specifically the librarian shortage. Is this happening elsewhere too?
Right. So if you, you know, you zoom out, you look at nationwide, an estimated 3 out of 10 public schools basically lacked a librarian back in 2021. And that's from, you know, using federal survey data. So it's not just Philly. You know, librarians are missing from public schools across the United States.
Got it. But it sounds a little worse in Philly than, yes, than 3 out of 10. All right. More on this story after the break. This is CityCast Philly. Mike, so it's clear Philly's public schools lack librarians, but I'm curious what you can tell me about what benefits students are missing out on as a result. What do we know about what having a librarian or a working school library does for kids?
Right. So there have been a few studies on this. They've been shown to boost student achievement, graduation rates, particularly for students of color and students in low-income households. And I think a lot of us can just think back to the, if we had librarians and we had that advantage, you know, what did we do back then, right? We learned critical thinking skills, we did research, and especially now in the age that we are now concerning research, you know, librarians help kids understand misinformation. Right on the internet, when they're researching papers, and whether it's Wikipedia or just searching information in general, they kind of provide that critical information for students, and a lot of Philly students are missing out on it.
Yeah, that's interesting. I have to put a little disclaimer out there. I was actually raised by a librarian. Shout out to my mom. Not a public school librarian, though, just a public librarian. So I definitely saw firsthand the work that they do.
Yeah.
I'm also curious, Mike, I know we've looked at in the past on the show just at kind of the poor literacy statistics in Philadelphia. Do we know if there's any relationship between having access to books and librarians and literacy or how bad things are here?
Well, in the district, a lot of kids are not meeting state standards. 34% of third through eighth graders met or exceeded state standards. So, you know, nearly 70% are not. And about 53% of 11th graders at least met proficiency standards for literature on state exams.
Got it. Okay, so work to do there as well. So it sounds like just the overwhelming number of Philly public schools don't have a staff librarian. So how are they managing that? Are there workarounds? Are there other people staffing the libraries? Can kids still go in there and get books? What does this look like practically?
So there are a couple of things, right? There's this fairness issue when it comes to volunteers. Some school libraries are kept open by volunteers for the district.
Parents, or do we know?
It could be, yeah, parents, alumni, parent-teacher associations, but also there's a few groups in the city that do it, like the West Philadelphia Alliance for Children. I think Penn Libraries does it as well. But the district declined to tell me how many volunteers they have and in what schools they are, which, again, as a parent for myself, I want to know. I want to know what schools they're in so I can kind of home in on those. But anyway, and then so that brings up kind of a fairness issue. What schools have these resources and are able to provide library services and which are not? And then on the other side, you know, individual schools can basically determine how their libraries are used, right? So most schools probably have libraries, right? And each school can determine how they are utilized, whether students can access them at all or whether they're just closed and locked. And as a note too, I don't know how many are closed or locked, but either way, about 120 schools self-reported, this is coming from the district, that they designate some space for library-related services and just services for students. Now, to me, that's kind of jargony. I don't really know what that means, but that's what they said. So there are some services provided.
Right. Is that a bookshelf? Is that a... Right. Okay.
Again, and it goes back to, as a parent, that doesn't really tell me anything.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's almost on you to go do the legwork, go to visit individual schools and talk to administrators, it sounds like, to find out what there is. You know, Mike, we've talked a lot on the show about the school district's funding issues. You mentioned this already. The Philadelphia Inquirer reported late last year that the district is looking at a $400 million hole for 2024-2025 school year. You know, at the same time, there are movements to bring more funding into Philly schools, to put an end to unequal funding in the state. Governor Josh Shapiro's budget proposal calls for more education funding. Do you have any sense of whether, you know, if this tide were to reverse, we could get more money for librarians in Philly public schools anytime soon?
I could look in my magic ball, but I don't think it would tell us much. I mean, let's be honest. Librarians are not at the forefront of the district's problems, right? You have environmental issues. You have just general staffing and vacancy issues. So, and then there's just funding the budget in general is a problem for the district. Again, a lot of it's not its fault. It's been underfunded by the state for decades. So when it comes to specifically librarians, I didn't get much from the district. So that remains to be seen how much of a priority the district makes providing librarians.
Mike D'Onofrio, reporter at Axios Philadelphia, thank you so much for joining me today on CityCast Philly.
Thanks for having me.
We'll have a link to Mike's full story in our show notes. That's all for today here on CityCast Philly. If you enjoyed this episode about the Philly Public Schools librarian shortage, tell a friend, rate the show, leave us a review, and hit that subscribe button. Be sure to sign up for our morning newsletter, Hey Philly, to learn more about what else Philly's talking about. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Bye.